I'm going to revisit a legal case where we won the V-safe data. This was a lawsuit against the CDC, essentially, that was trying to block the data that was collected specifically for COVID. Now, we have a system called VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. This is where people or doctors report their injury if they feel like something happened after the vaccine. But they wanted to be more specific with the coronavirus vaccine, knowing that this had never been properly tested for on human beings. We were really just right in the middle of the trials when it was rushed out, warp speed, as we all heard. And we're back, folks that are watching live. We just had about a 10-minute breakdown there because of a blackout, which reminds me, for all of you watching for the first time, yes, we are litigious. Yes, we sue the government. Yes, we're totally transparent with all of our information. But there's also one little difference. We have been censored off of Facebook and YouTube, and every once in a while we get attacked by an electromagnetic pulse weapon. I'm just kidding. We think that somebody in the neighborhood just turned off all the power. We're hearing it happen all over the neighborhood. But let me get back to my point. So the point being, we have VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, that's there for all vaccines. The CDC decided they wanted something more specific since we were skipping out of the proper safety trials using the emergency use authorization, the EUA authorization, to break the COVID vaccine out early for the Trump-mandated warp speed approach towards vaccination. Because of that, essentially everyone in this country and around the world were turned into test subjects. You were actually a part of a giant clinical trial. How are we going to track whether you were injured or not? Maybe this vaccine isn't as good as we thought. Maybe it kills people. Some sort of tracking system needed to be in place, and therefore they created the V-safe system. And so the headlines would say said this about our winning that lawsuit. ICANN and Siri Glimstad forced CDC to release V-safe data. We discovered that 7.7% of all the 10 million users that use this experienced health events due to COVID-19 vaccines. This was just a few weeks ago. That was October 5th when that headline came out. And we built a dashboard for all of the world to use this data. You can go to icanndecide.org/vsafe and check that out. And there you can click through it and see how it works, how many different people were writing in their injuries, what kind of injuries they had, and, you know, all of the data that the CDC would provide. Now, they didn't want to give us this data, even though it was supposed to be totally transparent. This is the kind of thing we start out as a Freedom of Information Act request, because essentially the CDC is our employees. We are over them. This is a nation governed by the people. So just like I can check the emails of people that work for me in my business, I can also do that of those people that work for us, like the CDC and the FDA. So they pushed back. We won in court. We got that data. Now, we've discovered something through further litigation over this data. There's some things that they're trying to keep away from us, open field data and other things like that. But in looking at it, I want to talk about something we brought up as soon as we showed you we had this data and we put the dashboard up. Many of you were asking, but I mean, these injuries that the people were being asked about in this app weren't like the most serious injuries. Let's bring up that V-safe app. These are the questions that people were asked for the first week or 7 days after being vaccinated that, you know, applied to be a part of the V-safe system. If you look, there it is. They were asking, did you have chills? Did you have a headache? Do you have joint pains, muscle or body aches, fatigue or tiredness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, rash, not including the immediate area around the injection site, or none of the above? That was it. For the first 7 days, that's all they cared about. Now, many of you who are watching the High Wire, and we were asked the same questions, I mean, what happened to like myocarditis, swelling of the heart, which was something that we knew was happening very early on? There were headlines about that, or blood clots that were taking place. I mean, there was the myocarditis, studies done about it, rise in myocarditis. It was like off the charts. And then there was blood clots and thrombocytopenia and, you know, all of these different issues that we were reading about coming out of the trials like very early on. Why didn't V-safe ask about the most obvious things, the things that we were seeing all around us? Instead, it was just headache and chills. Now, if you look at the list they gave you, let's bring that up one more time because I want to make this point. if you checked any of these boxes at any time of that week, I assure you the CDC would have said, oh, that's great. Even if you checked every box, I got chills, headache, joint pains, muscle aches, fatigue, you name it, diarrhea, the CDC would have said, that's proof that the vaccine is working. Your immune system is actually dealing with the spike protein, it's developing antibodies, and in that process, you're getting a light version of the illness. So even if you checked all of those boxes, they would have said, look, the vaccine is safe. Because they weren't asking about all the major issues that were out there. Now, our question was, did they just seriously not know about it? Were they absent of mind when we're thinking about making this app that if they were going to track the actual illnesses? And do we have why they made the VSAF app? I think we have that sentence about why they developed it. The VSAFE, this is what? What is VSAFE? VSAFE provides personalized and confidential health check-ins via text message and web surveys so you can quickly and easily share with CDC how you or your dependent feel after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This information helps CDC monitor the safety of COVID-19 vaccines in real time. The safety. Now, I already said if you checked all those boxes, they would still say it's safe. Those aren't really deadly problems, so moving on. Where were they going to track the deadly problems, and why weren't they asking the questions? Well, we just discovered through litigation that they actually did know. In fact, what did they consider the biggest issues, the ones that we should be specifically looking at? They had a chart themselves in their own paperwork. Take a look at this. This is the attachment 2. This is January 28, 2021. We now know that the adverse events of special interest to the CDC were as follows. Remember, these are the adverse events, those injuries of special interest, meaning this is what we're most concerned about with this vaccine. Acute myocardial infarction, meaning heart attack. Anaphylaxis, which is the reason they were making you wait 15 minutes in the waiting room after you got the vaccine in case you collapse. Coagulopathy, which is the blood clots. We saw all the headlines about COVID-19 disease. Death, obviously, we're seeing athletes die by like the thousands falling on football fields all over the world. Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is paralysis. Kawasaki's disease, a major autoimmune disease. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children and also in adults. Myocarditis, pericarditis, there it is. The number one conversation in the world today is how many children are having their hearts swollen for no reason. Narcolepsy was a problem. Pregnancy, sure. Let's see if your pregnancy was affected. Did you miscarry? Where was that button on this app? Or seizures, convulsions, stroke, or transverse myelitis, the other way you can get polio-like paralytic symptoms. That is what the CDC was worried about. They built an app to make sure that none of us caught those things, and if they did, they could stop the system right down. And what did that app do? It actually made it almost impossible to put any of those points in there. There is no question asking you about any of those things. Imagine how hard it is to write in a box that you are having a myocardial infarction. It would have been a lot easier in the middle of that heart attack to just click a button, but they weren't going to make it easy like that. No, they said if there's anything else, like all the things we're actually concerned about, you're going to have to write those into an open box. You were just looking at the screen right there. We can bring it up. You see these open boxes. There's a 250-word box where you can write in there, and I assure you, they're trying to keep us from getting that information. But think about this. Think about this. If the CDC cared about you, if they knew they were rushing this product out to you, if they knew they had to track and red flag as soon as there was any kind of problem, why are all the problems they're actually concerned about and admitting themselves, saying the most specific issues we are thinking of right now, none of them? They avoided putting any of them into the app. This shows you how rigged this system is. It's what I've been trying to tell you for years. This is how all the science on vaccines is being done. They tell you it's safe by doing what? Sticking their heads in the sand and making sure that there's absolutely no way to discover the issues that they themselves are actually concerned about. It's a great way to do science. It defies everything we know about the scientific method. I can assure you we are bringing strong lawsuits and we will get those open fields. By the way, over 6 million entries are in that open fields box. Remember, we have just over 10 million people that use VSAFE, and there's over 6 million written in issues that we don't know what they are in those open boxes right there. Think there's some juicy stuff in there? Now, I'm not saying that out of 10 million, 6 million people wrote in. Maybe several people wrote in multiple times, like, I'm getting worse. I think I'm going to die. Why is nobody doing anything about this? We don't know. But we're going to know, and you're going to find it first right here on the Informed Consent Action Network's educational program, The High Wire. I also want to point out, I told you last week, that any state that attempts to try and pass this COVID-19 vaccine and make it mandated in order for your children to go to school, we're bringing a lawsuit. We stated it so loud to the world that even Epoch Times heard us. This is their headline. Lawyers prepare to sue any state that requires COVID-19 vaccination to attend school. It goes on to say the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, run by TV host Del Bigtree, has pledged to finance up to 50 lawsuits, Aaron Seary, who frequently represents the group, said. ICANN has told us it will financially support a challenge against any state. So if all 50 states require it to attend school, ICANN will support challenging the mandate in every single one of those states, Seary told the Epoch Times. The process would require finding parents or others who want to challenge any mandates that arise, but the funding and legal representation for such suits are in place. Why do I say this? How am I allowed to make that statement? How are we setting ourselves up for literally lawsuits against government officials all across this country? Maybe as high as 50 states. I don't think so when we're going to look at the amount of states that are pushing back, but we are here for you. But that means we need you to be here with us. Do you think this little studio we have that can actually be wiped out by a blackout because no one told us about it? You never see that on NBC and NBC or CBS or Fox or any of those things. We're doing this with the best capability we have. So how are we going to bring the lawsuits and win the way we've been winning? Because you are going to help us. Folks, it is time to stop watching this from your Barca Lounger and complaining about the news that you see. You are part of a different process here. You get to be a part of making the news here. So every time we have a lawsuit win, wouldn't it be a lot better to say, yeah, great, ICANN, I'm glad you did it. And be able to say, great, ICANN, I'm a part of the Informed Consent Action Network. Me. My $1, my $5 a month actually made a difference. We won lawsuits that kept our kids from getting this untested, deadly for some people, vaccine. You can do that. We need your help right now. Please become a recurring donor. Just go to www.icandecide.org. Also at the top of the page of thehighwire.com, if you're watching there, just hit donate today, donate to ICANN, and become a recurring donor. It literally is changing the world. And yes, just like I said last week, we still have that standing 100,000 matching fund for this month. For those of you that decide this is my day, this is the day I actually become an active participant in the world I'm living in instead of one that's just watching it go by me. If this is your day, that donation you make, if you become a recurring donor, will be doubled. Or if you want to make a one-time donation, that would be awesome too. Please help us do what no network has ever done before. Held the government, held industry, held the world accountable for the news that they're foisting upon us.